to thank you, Pat, for making your position so very clear and from drawing from Scripture. That I appreciate. And in love, I would say that Pat has chosen to keep the law of man instead. We know from history how Sunday came to be. It isn't deniable. It isn't in Scripture. But for 300 years, the Sabbath was kept by Christians until Rome decided that that was not appropriate. That is your choice. If you don't want the Sabbath of God and you choose man's alternative, and you go back into Scripture and find three places, which two of them certainly can be debated forever, but breaking bread does not mean communion. Never has, never will. The Sabbath exists outside of the law. It was included in the law. It was never mentioned specifically because it never came up for 300 years after the ascension of Christ. I appreciate your concern that keeping a different day than you keep will send us to hell. And I did ask for that clarification because I understand your interest and your concern. And I am not one to say that we will refuse to study and continue in our own belief. But neither, Pat, should you. And I appreciate that openness that I feel. We learn from each other. Our minds sharpen one another. And we hope to continue this in glory with a real arbitrator that knows what he meant. And I would say I appreciate so much the attendance of all of you. It isn't that we argue about small things. When it's salvation issues, we need to be careful. I need to be careful. But to take three, maybe three and a half, places in Scripture that are not absolute and say that that is God's way, when all of history shows that this was man's way, to denigrate the Sabbath, to dismiss the Sabbath, to have the Sabbath made void by man's will. And that is the problem that I see. The Sabbath question was never a question until 321, when a law was made that the Sabbath was a Jewish thing. The Sabbath was never a Jewish thing. It was made earlier, before the Jews. There were no Jews. The Sabbath was there. Now, when I say binding, I say, yes, it is appropriate to keep the day. Not just because God said so, but because the alternative is to keep man's day. And if you believe that we are actually condemned to hell because we keep a day, then I have to invite you to read that nothing of our doing, nothing of our keeping or not keeping is going to save us, but only Jesus Christ. His salvation is not on our works, not on Sunday, not on Sabbath. Why don't you worship on Wednesday or Tuesday and pick a day that's not Rome if you're free? Well, it's convenient to worship on Rome's day because it's the world's day. We stand in opposition to man's substitution of a day. That's where we are. That's where we start from today. We learn from each other. I encourage you to do this again. And don't be discouraged because you haven't convinced me. You've made me think. And you've made some of us irritated. But the only thing that irritation does is to make people aware of other people's understanding. Now, I don't understand how you got there or how you can think that Sunday is better. But I appreciate the time that you've got and the people that you've brought and the patience that you've shown. I appreciate your presentation. It's well thought out, and it's very clear the way that you presented it.